This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. And we'll start off ENN on this Monday evening at 6:05 by saying good evening to Michael.
You know the date. It is March 8th. No, it's not. It's May 8th.
We will also say good evening to Don.
I can perform half naked.
Did you guys just see that supposedly there was someone was shot outside of the White House?
Yeah, they had to pull the president off the podium during a press conference. A Secret Service agent whispered in his ear and he just walked off after a couple of minutes.
So it was mid press conference. I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think the president has come back and explained to the media what happened, that somebody was shot, I think, from what I'm following.
Pretty crazy stuff.
It's 2020. It's very normal.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's just Monday. it's just Monday.
Never wanted a year to end so badly.
Oh, it's going to end badly.
Right. Well, I never wanted.
Wait, Don, you're saying you want it to end worse than, as bad as possible.
That's right. No, I want this to be over. So when that ball drops, if there is a ball, and if there's all the pomp and circumstance we normally see on December 31st, how happy will you see the calendar change to 2021?
All right, very quick question for Peter before he gets into the heart of ENN.
Sure.
Will there be a million people in Times Square on December 31st?
That's a good question. You mean, do I think there'll be a lot of people? Literally a million?
Well, there's usually a million plus, right?
Is that what they say? There's literally a million plus at the Times Square?
How about this? Not legally.
I will say no. Nope. Yeah. There may be some sort of small something. It will not be like anything we've seen before. No. Because that would imply we're totally good.
Right. No.
That's what I'm rooting for. That's a good way to root.
There's going to be like a lot of Zoom performances, you know. Which is going to be good because then you can get more people, right? Because they'll just be from their house.
Seacrest will be there, though. Nothing stops Ryan Seacrest.
You want to know when we're going to have a big outdoor event that feels normal?
When is that?
July 4th, 2021.
Really?
There you go. How about that?
I'm going to write that down.
Write that down right now. Take a picture of what you write down.
Okay.
Then send a copy of the picture to you and a backup email address.
Do you think our next remote will be the 2021 Beach Bash?
Potench, but it would be like sometime around then. Yeah, sure.
They'll try to drag us out for the holiday bash. Drag will have to be the operative word.
not describing the time, because we'll make it fun.
No, we love that. We love it, but
it won't be a drag. But that's the effort.
They will literally have to drag me there. Right. Yeah.
I'm watching the video now of Trump being sort of ushered off during the middle of his press conference. It's very awkward.
Why would you know what I've never understood? Why would anybody want to be president? Why? For what reason?
Crazed ego problems?
That means every president had that?
For the most part.
Well, I mean, honestly, Michael, if you want to be a politician, that's the ultimate goal, I would think.
Yeah, but look at everything that comes with it. Half the people hate you no matter how much you're loved. Hmm.
I would guess there's one of two. There's some people who all they want is to be loved, and that's why they do it. And then there's some who actually can handle not being liked.
But if you're going into it because you want to be loved, it's the wrong job. There's no way that everybody loves you.
Yeah, but like, for example, our current president, you can tell, really loves to be loved. He
right,
just can't
but he's not
to
he's
do
not
it.
Being loved by everybody. He's being loved by the people that love him.
That's right.
But the people that love him are very vocal and show them the love they have for him. Which
let's go one president back. Barack Obama was loved by the people that loved him, but there are half people hate him. Well, so who needs it? You could get paid a lot more money going to private business.
Although by the time Clinton left, when Clinton left at the end of his term, he was like 60% or over 60%.
All right, so 40% hate you. I can't take that. I don't even like when I get one negative email.
Well, I got news for you. Probably 40% hate you, and you're not even president.
No, I don't think it's 40. Don, right? More people like me than that. I'd say 81%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way
but,
too
but, high. 81%
like Don.
Will you admit that the 20% that hate you really despise you?
I mean, it's visceral.
Abhor.
Let's go with Don!
A-B-H-O-R.
Gary Bettman is beginning to look like Neil Smith every day.
Who is?
Gary Bettman. He must have lost 50 pounds during the pandemic. Seriously.
Maybe you didn't feel comfortable going out to
I mean, I'd ask you to turn on NBC Sportsnet, but that'd be asking you to, like, you know, stare at the sun for 20 minutes.
I don't even know if I have it. I wouldn't even know where to find it.
I can guarantee you have it.
Let's jump into some
pop
of this.
Pop it up. Believe me, if they can't find the NBC Sportsnet, Anthony's saying in my ear, have them put on the NHL Network. That would be
right, because that's on one of my go-to channels.
If you followed hockey.
It's one of his favorites.
Let's do that hockey.
Please go on, Peter.
One of the big conversations from today is college football, of course.
Why?
We opened the show with it, even.
I'll tell you why. Because star players came together in a video call and issued a statement.
What?
It included Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, many more. A joint statement expressing their desire to play the 2020 season and shared items they feel need to be addressed to ensure a safe and fair environment for student athletes moving forward. Now, it went... the story continued today, though, throughout college football. You had the Power Five conferences discussing plans to cancel or postpone fall sports. And then what seemed to be an about face from the Big Ten. And Michael, I saw a tweet from verified accounts earlier that the big about face from the Big Ten is because reportedly at least five Big Ten conference athletes and others in other conferences have myocarditis.
Right.
Which is that inflammation of the heart muscle that affected Eduardo Rodriguez, which we talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's that what really concerns the presidents
and
of the schools.
Exactly. Well, it's funny you say that. Yes, the presidents of other schools, because the president of the United States weighed in today. Donald Trump joined the hashtag We Want to Play movement on Monday by voicing his support for college football players, coaches, and fans who want to play. He tweeted, the student athletes have been working too hard for their season to be canceled. Hashtag We Want to Play. He retweeted a post by Trevor Lawrence, who has been outspoken about his desire to play, as I just said. And Kaylee, how do you say her last name again?
McEnany. Her husband pitched for the Rays.
Really?
On Saturday, yeah. Then got released. Sean Gilmartin. Strangely, he was pitching from the left side of the rubber, which I don't...
Ayo!
He gone.
But Kaylee McEnany, or however you say her name, said the president would very much like to see college football safely resume their sport. They worked their whole lives for this moment, and he'd like to see these athletes live out their dreams.
I'd like to see college football resume, too. Safely.
Yeah.
Well, and tell me how it's going to be done.
And I'd like schools to be open, and I'd like to eat food in a restaurant. You know, what I like and what actually makes sense are two different things. And I get the arguments, but what I don't understand is how anybody on either side can say whatever they believe should be is a no-brainer. You can't say that. You have to at least acknowledge how difficult a decision it is.
Let's hear from Scott Frost, the head coach at Nebraska. He wants to play football.
We want to play a Big Ten schedule. I hope that's what happens. Our university is committed to playing no matter what that looks like and how that looks. We want to play no matter who it is or where it is. So we'll see how those chips fall. We certainly hope it's in the Big Ten. If it isn't, I think we're prepared to look for other options.
So they'll be playing the Washington Generals every Saturday.
That's going to be great stuff. How many silly, random cliches and colloquialisms did he use in the first 10 seconds of that?
His brother is... I much prefer his brother Jack. Much nicer guy.
I don't think his brother's name is Jack Frost.
Oh, really? Would you like
David?
To make a little bet?
Is he a big nipper?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
His name is John, but, you know, like John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy.
Oh, his real name is John Frost, but people call him Jack Frost.
Yes, yeah, just for a goof. Totally made it up.
I thought so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right,
a problem.
Guys. Can we talk about a happy sports story?
Yeah.
I know. Don. Don, go ahead. Take five, okay?
Golf is garbage.
Yeah, grab a smoke. Take a walk.
Can't wait. Mean, I will watch every...
Despise golf! But, Michael,
I know
you don't despise golf, so you may have enjoyed the story of Colin Morikawa, the 23-year-old PGA champion. Absolutely dominant over the weekend. Finishes 13 under for the tournament.
How about that one shot for eagle, Peter?
Oh my God.
It was 16, I believe.
Yeah, wow.
I'm sorry, Don. Don caught a highlight, it sounds like.
Oh, hey. But for somebody, you know, I have to know it, right?
There you go.
Not like you guys that just dismiss the things you don't like. I still
now,
have to
here's
know
a
it.
Question. Do you know what they do with an eagle on the card? Like,
I think they put it in a box, right?
That would
a
be
circle
that
is a birdie.
And a box is a bogey.
Oh, really? A box is a bogey? So what do they do for the eagle?
A double circle.
Nice.
Interesting.
I'll kill that bird. You want to bite the head off? Sure.
I also know that the trophy didn't stay intact for him.
No. By the way, and did you see how cute he was, though? After the top of the trophy fell off, you could just see him. He was just, you could hear him saying, he was like, I'm new.
But everybody's reaction, though, was like, nobody was upset.
No, everyone laughed. Yeah. Let's hear from the PGA champion, the kid. Here's him having a back and forth with Steph Curry. Of course, you know, the PGA championship was in the Bay, and Steph was there asking some questions.
Are you a leaderboard watcher? Did you know where you were? Like, what's your mindset in that moment, you know, the last 2.5 hours of your round?
Steph, you mind taking off your hat? I think everyone just
you
wants to see
I'm right here.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, that's amazing, man. No, it was fun to see you. I saw you out there. My caddy's a huge Warriors fan. I think you heard him. I'm not. LA boy at heart.
Respect.
But yeah,
respect.
You know, I do look at leaderboards. You know, I want to know where I'm at. Why not? I don't think it affects me. I think it's good to know where you're at. I don't want to be coming down 18 knowing I need to make par and trying to force a birdie or doing something stupid.
You know what? A bad week? Beautiful Brooksy.
Beautiful Brooksy did have a weird week.
Well, but I mean, because he opened his trap. He's a little bit too cocky. So he took a shot at Dustin Johnson, who's supposedly his friend. So after Saturday's round, you know, I guess he and Johnson were very close on the leaderboard. He goes, well, you know, he's done this before and failed. I usually succeed in these moments. And then he had an awful round yesterday. Come on, beautiful Brooksy. You're better
than
this.
Yeah, he said that DJ's only had one major.
Well, right. The New York Rangers have won the draft lottery. They
won
the first selection in the upcoming NHL draft.
Get
so
right out of
town.
Who's
the kid that they're going to get?
Alexei Lafreniere from
Quebec.
It.
Wow.
That's big, Don. Get excited. Go crazy. Go crazy, in the words of Jack Buck.
So after having the second overall pick last year, they will have the first overall pick this year.
So that makes it fine that they got swept out of the pre-playoffs.
Well, we'll see what this kid turns out to be. If he turns out to be a superstar, then
I say he's going to be the next Sidney Crosby. That's what my people are telling me.
Wait, there's no reason... Don, there's no reason. If you go number 2 overall pick, number 1 overall pick in 2 years, that is literally, I mean, it's not necessarily how you plan to build a franchise, but it could certainly be how you build a franchise.
Yeah, but Kaapo Kakko was a bit of a disappointment.
Don, are you worried about Kaapo Kakko?
He's still young. I will say this, though. A lot of points get scored in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, as you know.
But
this past season, in 52 games, he scored 112 points.
Oh, I love this for the Rangers.
And the
You're
year
happy?
Before that, he played 61 games, scored 105. So,
could you get Rosasco to get me this guy's jersey? I want to parade around in it all winter.
And you know what?
I am
sure
so in on them
you.
Now.
I'm sure they will do that for you.
First game that there's going to be fans at the Ranger game, I'm there.
Not really.
3
true,
years
Michael.
From now, I'm ready.
And I believe, get ready to feel old. I believe this will be the first player of the four major sports that will be drafted that was born after 9/11. He was born on October 11th, 2001.
Wow.
I am so down with this. I'm so excited.
I'm glad. Now, Michael,
Brzozko, extra large, please.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You just mentioned beautiful Brooksy Koepka and his issues with Dustin Johnson. Well, Rory McIlroy, no relation to the president's press correspondent.
That's McEnany.
Right. Rory said, I was watching golf last night and heard the interview and was just sort of taken aback a little bit by sort of what he said and whether he was trying to play mind games or not. If he's trying to play mind games, he's trying to do it to the wrong person. If you've won a major championship, you're a hell of a player. Doesn't mean you've only won one. You've won one, and you've had to do a lot of good things to do that. Sort of hard to knock a guy who's got 21 wins on the PGA Tour, which is three times what Brooks has. Oof.
Brooks is making himself out to be the villain. Maybe that's what he wants. He said he doesn't have any friends on the tour. He just hangs out with, you know, his brother and the caddy.
Now,
but when you're beautiful like that, you could do what you want.
Speaking of which, now I guess Colin's caddy for the PGA was someone else. But often, do you know his caddy is his girlfriend?
Really?
Catherine Zhu, who's a big-time golfer herself. Played her
big kiss at the end of the round.
That's right. Played her golf at Pepperdine. You ever visited Pepperdine before, Michael?
No, I have not.
Gorgeous, Pepperdine, right? Is so, I mean, absolutely gorgeous, right? In Malibu, correct?
Correct. In Malibu, you visit Pepperdine, you think, you know what? I think I could figure out a way to go back to college. I could make this work.
Yeah, just because it has a nice view. I don't understand people that say that. You know, a view is beautiful for about maybe a minute.
It's not just
a
view.
What do I do next?
Whoa. It's not just a view. It's the whole layout and feel. Everything about it's beautiful.
Well, I'm
visual.
I'm good with Fordham.
It's Malibu.
I'm good with the South Bronx. I'm good.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm going to school to learn, not to like taking the
beautiful
view.
It's not that it's a bad school.
I didn't say it's a bad school. It's a very good school. But
if everything's equal, Michael, how do you not want to go to Malibu?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with the Bronx.
You got to stop saying that. It sounds insane. Pepperdine's nice. I'm good with Fordham. Thanks.
We know you appreciate Fordham, Michael, but I think if everything is equal, and you could go to Pepperdine, Fordham, both are tremendous schools. I know you're a New York kid.
Go to Fordham.
Why?
Because my family is in here.
Okay.
I want to be near my family.
All right, and your family lived near Malibu.
Well, then it wouldn't. Then I would go to Malibu.
All right, sounds great. We've made some progress, Don.
You're a little mama's boy.
If my family lives in Lawrence, Kansas, I'd go to Kansas.
That is such a lie.
Father's mother of Jace.
You would abandon your family and you would like hook up with another family.
You know that's not me. I'm very family oriented.
I know, but not in Kansas.
Don't you tell me that.
There's certain places, Michael, you just do not want to be. I know you.
You're wrong. You can say that about Jersey. I go to Jersey all the time secretly.
Really?
It's not true.
Just to drive
what are you
around
doing there?
Alpine.
Do not
I love to smell the money in Alpine.
You just go smell money?
And by the way,
Budweiser
Nips over Gypsy Pond behind Clixie's.
Uncle Danny is going to be inducted soon.
Yes. He
into
got the
vote. New Jersey Hall of Fame.
He got the votes?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well deserved.
Very much so.
Real quick, we spent a lot of time on Don's favorite sport, golf. So let me just close it out. I just got this. I did not realize I had the audio of beautiful Brooksy taking his shot at DJ. Let's hear how tense this sounds.
I like my chances. When I've been in this position before, I've capitalized. And I don't know. He's only won one, so I mean, I'm playing good. I don't know. We'll see.
Oof.
I have a little motto that I have.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a DB, you better win. Because if you're a DB and you don't win, you're even worse of a DB than you thought you were.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to figure out what DB stands for.
It's a nozzle.
Got it.
It's more than a nozzle.
Yeah, it's where a nozzle leads.
I've been called both Michael and the DB is much worse.
Submit. Did you see your boy, Don, Dame Lillard, had an interesting weekend?
Oh, sure.
Saturday night, missed two free throws with the game on the line.
Yeah.
Had
you love Portland, right?
That's right.
Why is that?
I'll never tell. I'll never reveal that information. Not even to close people.
And after the game...
Sure.
Doesn't seem like Damian Lillard felt too good about the way Patrick Beverley and Paul George celebrated. Let's hear from Dame Dalla.
After I missed the first one, I heard them over there yelling. I just think that just shows what they expect from me down the stretch. You know, they know what I do. And he saw it firsthand when I was the second-year player when he was in Houston. So I'm sure he has a great memory of that, which is, you know, why that drew that type of reaction from him when he saw me come up short at the end of a game. So to me, that's all that says. Asking me about Patrick Beverley, who I sent him home before at the end of a game. Paul George just got sent home by me last year in the playoffs. So they know that the reason they're reacting like that is because of what they expect from me, which is a sign of respect. And it just shows what I've done at a high clip more times than not. So I'm not offended by it. If anything, it should just tell you how much it hurt them to go through what I put them through in those situations previously.
I love it. Didn't he also say to Paul George on the court, yeah, you keep jumping around the teams trying to find a winner. You don't want to deal with the grind. Something like that.
Then it spilled into a very weird Instagram feud between Damian Lillard's sister, Lene Lillard, and Paul
Renee
George's
or Lene?
I'm sorry?
Renee or Lene?
Lene.
Okay.
And Paul George's longtime girlfriend, Daniela Rogic, who, if you've never looked up before, I just stumbled into this here.
Yeah, okay.
Worth a Google. No, 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 no. No, no. It's in the article. I'd never heard of Daniela Rogic.
This is all journalism, Peter.
That's right. I was just doing work.
Yeah.
But I saw it, and I said, wow, Paul George, you know what? Anyways, they went back and forth. A lot of trash talk between the sister and the girlfriend. Don, do you want to get involved maybe and defend Dame?
No, I'm good. He can do it. You heard him.
And then tell us, Don, what did Dame follow that up with, all that trash talk?
Well, he and Carmelo teamed up, right?
Damian Lillard bounces back with 51.
Bang.
In the victory over the Sixers on Sunday, 124-121. Carmelo's been playing great as well. The win moves the Blazers just one half game behind the Grizzlies for the number 8 spot in the Western Conference. It also eliminated both the Pelicans and the Kings. Uh-oh. So, Don, your Blazers, they're fighting hard. Of course, if Dame hits those two free throws, it's a better situation for them. But either way, they're right there.
Now,
this should be pretty fun down the stretch.
Now, who do you think? Now, the NBA is obviously upset. The Pelicans are gone.
Oh, yeah.
But who do you think the NBA is rooting for, the Blazers or the Grizzlies? Probably
John Morant,
the Grizzlies.
I think the Blazers are a more star-laden team that actually have a chance to surprise people.
Yeah, but John Morant is pretty special.
He is. He's fun to watch, too.
And I don't know.
But you don't think the Melo story plus Dame plus I mean, they got a lot going on there.
But I wouldn't read too much into last year's run and apply it to this year. But if Melo keeps playing the way he's playing, you know, Lillard's really good. Then I guess it's...
But Melo can't come into play. I mean, Melo is on essentially the 16th hole of the course. John Morant's on the second or third hole.
I'm just asking, you know, the NBA... Michael, I think we both believe they went as deep as they did because they wanted to get Zion in there. And I'm not putting Morant on the same level as Zion, but he's still close.
He might be better.
Well, I'm just saying from as far as the...
Alan Hahn thinks that Knicks fans in 10 years are going to regret they didn't get Ja, not Zion.
All right, that's fine. But right now, who seems to be the more relevant player?
Relevant?
Yeah.
Pretty close, Don. Ja's pretty relevant.
Michael, now, will you tell us a little bit about what happened between the A's and the Astros yesterday. We spent a little bit of time on it earlier, but it's worth revisiting.
Well, Laureano, who used to be a member of the Astros organization, was traded to the A's and has become a very good player. He got hit three times in the series, and the A's swept the Astros. The Astros are going down left and right with injuries, and the A's have won nine in a row. So he gets hit on a slider, and as he's walking up the first baseline, he's mimicking to the pitcher how he's got to follow through on a slider. He said he wasn't even mad. Now, Jeff Passan, I think, spoke to him, and he hears chirping from the dugout, and it's coming from Alex Cintron, the hitting coach of the Astros. And Laureano said he said something about his mother, not his mother-in-law.
Okay.
And he said, I just lost it and ran over. Now, Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, said that he spoke to Cintron, who's regretful of what he said, but said he didn't say anything about the mom. Jeff Passan also writes that Laureano is, in fact, going to get suspended, but Cintron, because he's supposed to be more responsible as a member of a coaching staff, is going to get a much longer suspension. Remember, one of the main protocols in that 112-page document was it was absolutely imperative that no teams fought. This was a fight. They were on top of each other. So we'll see how many people get suspended. Whether Bob Melvin gets suspended, whether Dusty Baker gets suspended for not being able to control their team. That was a bad look for baseball. Bad look. You got a Cardinal team that hasn't been able to get on the field because of a lot of positives. You got a Marlin team that's going to play the most brutal stretch of baseball other than the Cardinals in baseball history because they couldn't get on the field. And then you have people rolling around on each other on the field during a pandemic. It was not a good look.
Well, and part of why Joe Kelly got the eight games, you heard, was because he incited a riot.
Right.
Well, then what do the Astros do? So, yeah, why wouldn't the coaches get a tremendous suspension?
Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for ENN on a Monday evening.
Duncan, we one more time just get, I mean, is this the Rangers Patrick Ewing moment?
Well, that's obviously having the first overall pick. I everything I hear, his numbers are tremendous. But again, in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, that's a big offensive league, that he is not looking like he's going to be Sidney Crosby or Connor McDavid, but he's still by far the number one overall pick. So there's a chance that this kid could be very special. Now, there is some controversy, because I was going to mention it too, but we were in the thick of ENN. They dropped each ping pong ball in to the cylinder. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that was holding it from, I forget where he's from, but, you know, the Ernst & Young, whatever, Ernst & Young, holding it up and then would drop the ball into the cylinder with the name. It would show you the logo. When he got to the Rangers logo, it slipped between his fingers and went into the cylinder, and he had to go back in to pick it back
up.
So now everybody's saying, obviously, that was the one was weighed more than the other ones, and that's why he dropped it. So there's that.
This is the hockey version of the frozen envelope.
That's right, which they accused David Stern of doing to get the Patrick Ewing into New York. So I'm not saying I believe that. I'm a big conspiracy theory guy. But he did drop that ping pong ball. And I was going to say something the time he did it, but Peter was in mid-sentence about that garbage sport that he loves so much.
But can't you slow it down and see if the Ranger logo was on the drop ball? Can't you see it?
No, it was.
They're saying that it was just heavy.
No, but what I'm saying is he would hold the ball, right? And it would say the Minnesota Wild. He'd drop it into the cylinder.
Right.
He would hold each one to the camera so you could see the logo and drop it in. As he was showing the Ranger logo to the camera, it slipped between his fingers and fell into the cylinder. Then he went back into the cylinder to pick it back up to show the camera again.
So what are they talking about? As long as they're saying it was heavy?
Well, why did it slip between his fingers?
Oh, that's ridiculous. People,
I'm agreeing. I'm just saying that's what's all over the internet now. It's just ironically, the one that slipped between his fingers is the Ranger one. So instead of the frozen envelope, that this is the weighted ping pong ball, which it obviously is. They're all. If you're going to have the percentages right, I guess they all have to. They didn't put X amount in. The teams that were eligible were all thrown in. So, in order to have the odds, Michael, I get, are the balls weighed differently?
Excuse me?
I don't think so.
But I don't think there's a conspiracy.
I hope we get a close look and it's just clearly a golf ball.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.